Good morning. While we are seeing a wide range of temperatures early this morning, on the whole, not nearly as cool as the last couple of mornings, with some places in the 30s and others staying in the lower 40s overnight. Clouds have been pushing across our skies during the overnight hours, and while we will have some limited sunshine first thing this morning, a storm system will push more clouds our way during the day today as it pivots into and through the Great Lakes on its way into southern Ontario. With this track, clouds will thicken, and we do run the risk of a few scattered showers as we head into the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. With the extensive cloud cover expected, temperatures will not reach the highs that we saw the last couple of days, but still be well above average, with most places in the upper 50s to around the 60 degree mark. As this system continues to pivot off to our north and west, we still run the risk of a few scattered showers, especially this evening, with drier weather late tonight, and a milder night as well, with mostly cloudy skies, otherwise temperatures in the upper 40s. This will set us up for a partly sunny day on Thursday with high pressure keeping it dry, and this will allow temperatures to surge into the upper 60s to around 70 for daytime highs. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an emerging storm out of the deep south. This one will be more potent and have more moisture associated with it than its predecessor. As a result, Thursday clouds will thicken up in the evening, and overnight rain will move into the region, a good chance of rain to start the day on Friday. The exact storm track and strength will determine the weather for the rest of the day on Friday, but right now it looks like this system will pass to our north and west. And while the steadiest rain will end, we may even see some breaks of sunshine on Friday afternoon, which could lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as high temperatures reach back into the middle and upper 60s. A good chance at some gusty winds around the second half of the day as well, and eventually this will drive in cooler air for the weekend. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday in the lower 50s, and another system with a chance of rain on Sunday in the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving into the Great Lakes will push a shield of rain over that region throughout the day. Light snow will be possible across northern Minnesota in the colder air. Meanwhile, a cold front associated with this system is forecast to stall and then lift north as a warm front over the south-central United States this afternoon. This will set the stage for another round of severe weather this evening, highlighted by a slight risk for severe thunderstorms in the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, another frontal boundary near the central Gulf Coast will produce more heavy rain embedded with strong thunderstorms. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 30 degrees, with a southwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, drifting snow and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 38, 77% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 3 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 48, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just 8/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is now 8.4 inches below normal. And 54.1 inches for the season is now 2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low 29. The record high 69 set in 1976, and the record low 0 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. A few showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, a few showers possible today with highs in the upper 50s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today and highs in the upper 50s. A few showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, a few showers possible today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. A few showers around tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today and highs around 60. A few showers around tonight and lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny and warm near 70. Rain Friday morning, then some sunshine with a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 50s on Saturday. Cloudy with a good chance of rain on Sunday in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers Monday in the mid 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds back up to 50 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.